All right, panel, time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Tom, it's been a horrible month in Iraq. President Bush is under increasing pressure to do something about what the White House has called, you know, their plan of staying the course. So in response to that criticism, the White House decided to do what?
Announce that that they are not really about staying the course.
Exactly. They've decided to stop saying, stay the course. Well, the first thing they did, of course, is they said they had never said they would stay the course. President Bush was interviewed by George Stephanopoulos and said, oh, no, we've never been stay the course. But it turns out that there are these mysterious figures from, like, CNN who videotape the president.
No way.
When he makes statements in public.
Does
it's amazing. It was a surprise.
Yeah.
It's like,
he doesn't know
it's
that.
Like the second version of the White House tapes. And if you look at these tapes that suddenly appeared, it's like he said we're going to stay the course in Iraq a zillion times. So when confronted with this, the White House said, okay, fine. We said it, but we're not going to use that phrase anymore. Because, and now this is Tony Snow, the White House spokesman, he said it, quote, doesn't capture the dynamism of our current successful policy, unquote. So instead of, quote, staying the course in Iraq, the White House said they will now focus their efforts on, quote, avoiding the blame. AMI, the Animal Liberation Front, or ALF, are a group of animal lovers who free various creatures from perfume labs, all sorts of scary, inhospitable places. Well, this week, members of the ALF declared victory when they broke into a circus, snuck into the holding pen for a Siberian tiger, and did what?
They freed it?
No.
No.
Well, they were going to
no,
free the
wait.
Tiger. That's what they were going to do.
Oh, they took it out for lunch.
No. They decided to do something else.
They shaved it. They spray painted it.
No, does anybody know? Anybody see the story?
Mm-mm.
No.
They went in there, they saw the Siberian tiger that they were going to liberate, and they said, you know what? Let's liberate that bunny rabbit instead. So they set on their mission. Their goal was clear, these ALF gorillas. They were going to free the Siberian tiger, bring him to a zoo, rescue him from the circus. Of course, that was before they saw the giant... toothy, potentially Siegfried and Roy mauling tiger. So, quick, plan B, grab that bunny over there.
Bunny.
And then they were so proud of this that these ALF guys, clad in like black ninja suits, posed for photos with the bunny and put them on their website. A spokesman for the Circus Royal responded, "The pet rabbit was not even in the show. It belonged to our clown's 6-year-old daughter."